إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم فاجزه خير ما جزيت نبيًا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته، وتوفنا اللهم على سنته واحشرنا في زمرته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا وإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوة الإيمان والإسلام، ما زلنا مع كتاب الله الكريم وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، علنا نتعلم وننهل من معينهما ونتبع الهدى الذي جاء فيهما، لعل الله يغفر لنا ذنوبنا، لعل الله يهدينا ويتقبلنا ويتوفانا على كتابه وسنة رسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, we still with the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Quran. We still with the sunnah and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and guide us and give us the gift of guidance, which we will speak about today inshaAllah. The gift of being straightforward on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this life, and make us die on a state of belief and a state of iman, and resurrect us with the group of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslimin, and admit us to Jannah and remove us away from hellfire. Amen. Every single day, the Muslim is required and obliged and obligated to pray 5 times a day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Plus, of course, the nawafil and the sunan that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do extra. And I want to take the chance to emphasize on the importance of sunnah as well. A lot of people say, well, I will do only the minimum. So then why not Allah send Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What Allah send the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for? إِذَا تَمَسَّكْتَ بِالْفَرْضِ فَقَطْ فَهَلْ تَضْمَنُ أَنَّهُ كُلُّهُ مَقْبُولٌ؟ ولماذا أرسل الله رسوله إذن؟ ليرينا بالمثال العملي والتطبيق الواقعي كيف يكون اتباع فرض الله عز وجل. الله sent his messengers, sent Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to show us with the practical, real example how the following of the orders of Allah should be. How? So don't say I will only do the minimum. You have more understanding than Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's the one Allah has chosen to tell us what to do and what not to do. If he did something, we should follow as much as we can. As much as we can to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his companions, because they are the ones who were very close to him. And anything they do, derived from the teachings that they took from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is from the same source. So we do that salah every day, and one of the arkan of salah, that salah is not valid without, salah is void without, is reading Surah Al-Fatiha. Reading Surah Al-Fatiha. قراءه سوره الفاتحه في كل ركعه من ركعات الصلاه مطلوبه لمن يحفظها. سوره الفاتحه the Muslim has to memorize it when he accepts Islam. After that he has to read it in each and every ركعه. If there's a ركعه of the salah, سوره الفاتحه is not recited, this ركعه has to be repeated. Has to be repeated. And in سوره الفاتحه, after you praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى, بعد حمد الله والثناء عليه وذكر صفاته, يطلب الإنسان من الله عز وجل الهداية إلى الاستقامة, وهذا هو موضوعنا اليوم إن شاء الله. After you praise Allah, after you count His merciful attributes, الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد, after you state the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, your worship to Allah alone, no one worthy of worship but Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah the guidance to the straight path, to be straightforward. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. That's what he recites. Have you thought about that? How many times you try to understand what you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You ask Allah, Ya Allah, I want to get married. Ya Allah, I want to have a house. You know exactly what you mean. And why you need what you are asking for. What you need it for. Everything material, we exactly know when we're asking Allah what exactly we want. And we want the best of it. And we know why we are asking and what we are going to do when we get it, inshallah. But when we asking Allah about something like the straight path, no one thought, what do I need for? What exactly does the straight path look like? How should I avoid anything which will pull me away from the straight path? And how should I stick to the straight path all the time? And how I should resist all the temptations and the cripples and the hurdles that will meet me when I'm in the straight path and trying to hold fast to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always you have to think when you are saying that word. See how many times you repeat it every day, and how many years you have been praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Multiply that by 5 times a day, the minimum of salah, and see how many times you repeated that without thinking, what does it mean? Very serious problem. كم مرة قلت لله اهدنا الصلاة المستقيم وكم مرة حاولت أن تعرف معنى الاستقامة في القرآن والسنة على الأقل يعني. How many times? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered one of the Sahaba who came and asked them about that. There is it in Sahih Muslim, كما روى الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي أنه جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يعني جئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله أخبرني عن عمل لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعده. قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. ده صحابي قلت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one of the companions قلت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him يا رسول الله tell me to do something. I never ask anyone after you about just a basic عمل, a basic foundation, a basic deed, a basic principle I stick to, and I don't need to ask anyone about that anymore. Because this amal, or this deed, or this thing will lead me straight to Jannah if I do. So Rasulullah utiya jawami' al-kalim, kama qal utiya jawami' al-kalim. Rasulullah sallam has been given the miracle or the ability, the capacity of expressing way of life in one or two or two words only. So he told them, all right, if that's what you need, say and do. Two things. Say and do. So saying is not enough. Doing is not enough without stating it. And he told him, say, Aamantu billah. I believe in Allah. We all say that when we say La ilaha illallah, basically. That means I believe in Allah. And no one worthy of worship but Allah. And I'm worshiping Allah. But he added the best thing after that. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then, stay on the straight path. How that Sahabi will figure out? By watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that takes long time to practice. Today, inshallah, we'll try as much as we can to, from Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say how we stay straight, and what is the meaning, and what we need, and what are the things will help us to stay, and what are the temptations or the problems that will try to make the person fail to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, or the straight path all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Surah Al-Sajda Hamim, Surah Al-Fussila, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله يعني نهى الرسول قال بالضبط نفس الكلام إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله يعني آمنت بالله إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة يعني عند موتهم ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها أي في الجنة ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم بعد كده جاء معنى الاستقامة ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة إلى آخر الآيات. الله says in the Quran, the approximate meaning of the verse that I just recited is those, Allah said, verily surely those who say Allah is our Rabb, يعني we worship no one but Allah, and we abide by the orders of Allah, and we avoid the prohibitions and the forbidden things of Allah, then they stay straight. Means doing all this, that is the meaning of staying straight. You do what Allah told you, you are allowed to do, and you don't come even close to what Allah told you avoid, that is the meaning of staying straight. Extreme right, extreme left, not required, but in the middle. You have to have understanding, as we said before. Ilm, knowledge is essential in following the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Ilm and knowledge is essential to know the way of Allah. Remember we said how to skip to the path of Allah? Today we are saying how to stay on the path of Allah, inshallah. So, Allah said, what will happen to those? When they are dying, meaning what? Meaning that straightforwardness is necessary, not for previous time, but from the time you are committed to be a Muslim and a believer to the time you die. You be careful, because there was a lot of things, even while you are dying, will come and try to grab you away from As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. So you just got to be careful. How? We'll say inshallah. So, the angels will come to them while they are dying. May Allah make us among them inshallah. We'll come and tell them, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. الخوف من المستقبل والحزن على المستقبل دائما يعني. So do not be afraid from what you are going through. Because when you die, this is a transferring, this transmission that you are going to another state. So they are afraid, the mu'mineen. That is, by the way, المؤمن يزيد خوفا بطاعته. والعاصي والكافر يزيد اطمئنانا بمعصيته. All the time. The believer, the more he comes close to Allah, the more scared he is. And the kafir and the disobedient, the more he disobeys Allah, the more he becomes comfortable. And that's also one very important thing you have to put in your mind. And always start with compromising. Go one step at a time down until you find, alhamdulillah, Allah ghafoor rahim, inshaAllah. Allah is forgiving. And we know that Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, but do you deserve His Ghufran and His Rahim? Do you deserve the forgiveness of Allah or not? And try to use the simple logic with each other. If you do that thing to me, you expect for me to be nice to you or not? And this is Allah Rabbul Alameen we are talking about, not me and you. So, the angels who come, do not be afraid from what's coming because you did a good job. Allah is most merciful. You did the best you could, so Allah is most merciful, inshallah. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Do not feel sad of the time you missed, or of the bad deeds you did, because your good deeds will cover it, inshallah. لَا تَخَافُوا Future. ولا تحزنوا بتاعته. وأبشروا, and glad tidings to you, بالجنة. So don't be afraid. You are going to go through a long trip till the day of judgment. And then the حساب and the عرض, long story. But do not be afraid, because your end, inshallah, is Jannah. So give them comfort while they are dying. This is the time, brothers and sisters, that you need comfort the most. But now, the loneliness of death, the suffering of death, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not exempted from it. إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say while he's dying, and his sweat coming, and said Aisha, cleaning it or wiping it away. They said, I'm suffering, I'm finding this is very hard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about you and me? Allah knows. How? Don't know, because when the person dies, you don't know what's happening to him. You don't see anything, but you don't know what is happening. So, that is the time you need the comfort the most, not any other time. So we pray for Allah to give us comfort at that time. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وفي الآخرة. Allah will give to the believers تثبيت, firmness. في الحياة الدنيا, in this life, في الآخرة, in the hereafter. Because this, you forget everything. Even if you forget your name, forget everything. Just know your amal in front of you. Whatever you did, and you regret. So the angels tell them, don't worry. Jannah is your place, inshaAllah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the surah. So, الاستقامة, الهداية, عندما تسأل الله عز وجل, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, فأنت بالفعل تطلب هدايتين. هداية التبيين, والتوضيح والإرشاد, يعني أين الصراط المستقيم, كيف أتبع الصراط المستقيم, وهداية التوفيق والنجاح والفلاح والثبات على الصراط المستقيم. يعني بعد أن أكون على الصراط المستقيم أدعو الله أن يثبتني عليه كما كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعل. So when you are asking, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم to Allah, actually you have to understand that you are asking Allah for two types of guidance. When you are walking in the street, you're asking someone about the direction. So you are actually asking about two things. Number one, I reach that place safe. Number two, I do what I'm going there for. Right? That's the two things you want from any target you want. So we want Allah to guide us. So number one, we're asking Allah to make it clear to us to go through all this hardship, and there is some light will lead us to the straight path. Avoid this, avoid that. Do this, do that, someone guiding you all the time. And this is the kitab of Allah, Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we'll explain inshallah in the dars tonight. So, after there, after you reach there, the other type of guidance you should understand while you are saying اهدنا الصراط المستقيم is, you pray to Allah to keep you doing what you are doing. Because reaching the peak of the mountain is hard, but staying there is harder. Staying there and maintaining your success is hard. You have business, to make a name, it takes a lot of years, big effort, lot of hard work, I know that. But to keep that name in the market as strong as it was, or as it is, it takes even more effort. There's the competition from everywhere. You don't know. And there is the book of Allah telling you to do and not to do. There is the sunnah of Rasulullah challenging you every single day. Book of Allah, Quran, when you come to the masjid, and the Quran on that shelf is a challenge for all of us. Quran in your house is a challenge. Being a Muslim, believing in the Quran is a challenge for you. Sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you, making a sunnah and a tradition and a way of life, and succeed until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take him, is a challenge for you, that someone succeeded to do that. What about you? Challenge for every single day for you. And this life, even by itself, is a test. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is the one who created life and death to test you who will do better, who will be the best. Challenge for you. So there is a lot of competition going around, things trying to take that name you made, Muslim, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ اسْتَقَامُ. But you are afraid that those things will grab you away. So you are asking Allah two types of guidance. Never forget that. When you say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, next time in the salah, you understand in your mind, your intention is, Ya Allah, guide me to reach the straight path and keep me over there. Give me the ability to stay over there and avoid all the tests and the trials and the fitna and the all these kind of things that can persuade me to go away from As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. All the time. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qalbi ila ta'atik. Hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ya Allah, the one who guides the heart to go different directions, guide my heart to stay on your obedience all the time. All the time. And also in the other hadith, narrated in Tirmidhi from Hadith Anas radiallahu anhu wa ardaah, Allahumma ya musabbit al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh ya Allah, the one who gives the firmness to the heart, make my heart firm on this deen of Islam. Because deen of Islam will be put in trial all the time. Your abiding by it will be in trial all the time. And you just try to think, every single day you wake up, how many challenges come in front of you to test you, to prove at the end that you are a Muslim or not. You will find numerous, I'm telling you, but we are not aware of it. Until you sleep at the night. That's one day only. Not that all your life since you become a Muslim. No. I'm talking about one day. You can count how many challenges. Wallahi, believe me, it would be tens of challenges, hundreds of challenges. Every single day we start counting. The time you wake up in the morning, the time the Fajr Azan is being called, the time or the building of a masjid in this place, and the da'wah of Islam and the propagation of Islam is test for you every single day. We are talking still about the good things. We haven't counted the bad things. That is testing you every single day. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. هذه هي الأشياء التي تختبر وتمتحن استقامة الإنسان وبقاؤه على الصراط المستقيم. Those are the things that test the person and trial him all the time that he can stay over there. It's not you reach straight path, you become a good Muslim, you pray, alhamdulillah, you fast, you go to Hajj, you are good, you expect that Jannah is next step. No. The more you become obedient to Allah, the harder the test will be. Advanced course. You go to advanced course, don't expect that it will be easy. Intermediate school is different from high school, university, master's, PhD. Every time you want to go one degree up, test to become harder. So every time you come closer to Allah, expect that. And this is good for you, because you will taste the sweetness of it. Wallahi, it will taste the sweetness of it. You pray five times a day only, you think that the end are wonderful. Try to do the extra sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with the salah. If one day you skip, you don't feel good. Even you are doing the good things, the fardhi, you are doing the obligation. If you try to do qiyam al-layl, the hajj at night, you pray with you. So when you one night you cannot sleep nicely. You cannot sleep comfortably. I'm telling you, try that. So every time you pass one exam, going backwards one step doesn't feel good. Like you bring a college student, put him in high school again. What is this nonsense? The first comment, you will bring someone who has a PhD and tell him, you attend undergraduate classes. What are you talking about? I'm supposed to teach the undergraduate. You want me to go again? Then, this we don't accept in our life. Now, you don't expect that, it becomes very hard on you, it has to become hard on you every single time. Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda'ah, one time he was giving the khutbah, and he recited that verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who believe in Allah and say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, and then they stay straight. He, with the teaching he got from the best teacher of all, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained that in few words. Explained what is the meaning of istiqamah. Qala, ay istiqamu ala al-ta'at wajtanabu al-ma'asi walam yarughu rawaghan al-sa'alim. Three things. Istiqamah of the believers means they abide by ta'at, worship of Allah and what to do. They abide by it. They look, what does Allah say? I want to follow it. And stick there. وَاجْتَنَبُوا الْمَعَاصِي. Avoid all the disobedience of Allah. All the acts of disobedience. They avoid and they look. Like someone going and I tell him, there is a lot of press in that road without naming it. So he will be looking around. Extra caution. Like that. When you see the word caution, the first thing comes to your mind that there is danger there. And then you read the details later on. But you know, you stop for a moment. That's how it is. وَاجْتَنَبُوا الْمَعَاصِي. And the third condition is the most important one. وَلَمْ يَرُوغُ رَوَغَانَ الثَّعَالِبِ ثعلب, or the fox, the animal, يعني, one of its attributes, it makes حيلة or strategies to get what they want. But not all the time something يعني allowed to do. So the animal want to do, get the prey that the other animals they want to eat. And if they prevent it, they'll try their best to get to the target. But from the legal venues. Meaning, Muslims, sometimes they want to become Muslims. They know this is haram. They know this is halal. But they will go around it to reach at the end to the point. Halal is clear. Haram is clear. And between them, mushabbahat. Whoever avoids the mushabbahat, he avoided all the haram. Meaning what? Mushabbahat in the closer to haram than halal. Like one person comes and says, I tell him this is haram. He says, يعني, it is not makruh, ya Sheikh. Correct? If it's makruh, you were supposed to do makruh? Then this is the, what kind of argument is this? I tell him this is haram, not to do. So he says, but I heard someone saying it is only makruh. Alright, it's makruh. Let's agree it is makruh. A Muslim supposed to go see him the makruh and do it because it is makruh? Or what? Makruh means something Allah hates and Rasulullah hates. It did not reach yet to the stage of forbidden, but it did not come to the stage of allowed. Better to avoid it. And this is your iman, mashallah. The more you do this, your iman goes up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, نزل المسند الإمام أحمد في سيد لتقلب قلب المؤمن أشد من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليا أشد من القدر قدر يعني في لحم شيء تحت يطلع فوق اللي فوق ينزل تحت الغليان يعني قلب المؤمن أشد تقلب من القدر اللي تغلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the heart of the believer a believer not a kafir we are talking about the believer مؤمن is in its moving, capricious, upside down, changing all the time, is harder in that movement than when you put a pot and there's liquid or food inside that pot. When it reaches the point of boiling, it comes upside down. What is down becomes up, what's up becomes down. So, you have to maintain. That's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يَا مُثَبِّتَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِ. Oh Allah, make my heart firm, because change. And it is named قلب because تقلب. It is named qalb because taqallub. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us our hearts firm on his deen, inshaAllah. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, it is very, very important to know the things that will give you the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By praying to Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, yes. But by trying to know how to reach there. If you want to reach a direction, you need a car, you need fuel, you need, you know, the road. All those things will help you to reach your target at the end. Same thing will apply to our Islam. Reach Allah's guidance, you have to see what Allah wants from you. Do it. What Allah doesn't want you to do, don't do it. Don't even think about doing it. Then Allah will give you His guidance. Because you are establishing a relationship with Allah. With each other, we don't expect after being nice that the other part will become rude to you. They will become even nicer. And this is Allah Rabbul Alameen, the kafir and the disbelievers, disobeying Him and still giving them rizq, still giving them provision, still making them live in this life. If His ibad, His servants, the ones who are closer to Him, you think He will waste them? No. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. من عمل ليس من عمل فقط, من أحسن عمل بالنية والإخلاص والثبات. Who will do the best? Allah will never waste him. Allah will give him reward. He can go through hardship, yes, temporary, but permanent reward, inshallah. We'll continue our subject tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance and give us hidayah. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لنا خطأنا وعمدنا وجهرنا وعلانيتنا, كل ذلك عندنا خصوصا.
اللهم صل الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
استقيموا واستووا يرحمكم الله Sitting in your lines, you should no gas. Still. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة
ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله